The passage describes the Mosaic laws for sin and guilt offerings, detailing specific procedures for atonement when individuals or the community sins unintentionally. The main characters are the Lord, Moses, the Israelites, and the anointed priest. Operating within the context of the covenant at Sinai and the tabernacle worship system. In Leviticus, the Lord instructs Moses to tell the Israelites the procedures for various unintentional sins. If the anointed priest sins, he must bring a young bull, lay hands on it, slaughter it, and the priest then manipulates its blood in the tabernacle and burns its fat, with the remainder burned outside the camp. For a sin of the whole community, the assembly brings a young bull, the elders lay hands on it, and the priest performs a similar ritual to make atonement. A sinning leader brings a male goat, and a common individual brings a female goat or lamb, with specific rituals involving blood and fat at the altar. For those who cannot afford an animal, offerings of birds or fine flour are prescribed. The text also covers guilt offerings for sins regarding holy things, requiring a ram and restitution. The consistent result is that the priest makes atonement, and the person or community is forgiven. Hebrews states the law is a shadow, not the reality, and that the repeated animal sacrifices cannot make worshipers perfect or take away sins, serving only as an annual reminder. Psalm 51 declares that God does not delight in sacrifice or burnt offerings, but in a broken and contrite heart. This sequence establishes a detailed system for addressing unintentional sin through substitutionary animal sacrifice and priestly mediation, resulting in ceremonial forgiveness. The New Testament reflection positions this system as inherently limited and preparatory, a shadow pointing to a future heaven. Effective sacrifice. The psalm provides a prophetic emphasis on the internal attitude God desires over ritual alone. Together, they trace a trajectory from temporary external atonement under the law to the anticipation of a permanent internal solution.